This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's time for preseason game number 3.
Let's go. We got football.
Wake up, you bastards. Let's get going.
We had high school last night.
We had football. Had high school last night. Had some high school ass football last night, boy. Now it's time for the big boys to take over tomorrow.
I already got a sheet.
In a preseason game.
Did you get a sheet? I got a sheet.
We weren't doing that anymore.
Well, I got it, is all I'm saying.
We weren't doing that anymore.
And somebody was pretty, pretty happy about a certain Avon team covering the spread.
Reflog took that whole thing over, man. That was it. Sharps and Vermillion are down in Columbus now. That was that. That's that whole deal. That's it, brother. You want to go over the sheet right now?
No.
Go over the sheet right now. The Sharps and Vermillion. I don't know if the guys in the tracksuit are awake, but if you want to go over
early,
the sheet, go
well,
right
they
on
were
ahead.
They were up late recalibrating because we already had some games around the state, and that throws everything into a tizzy. So once they're able to do that, you know, those guys, normally they don't sleep.
Come on,
sleep.
give me one. Give them a taste there, Vegas Vic. Come on. Let's go.
First of all, did you see who was at that game last night?
There was Greg Newsom, Dylan Sampson, and I think someone else.
Who was it? Was it
Shador
the kicker?
Sanders.
Oh, it
Shador
was,
Sanders was at the game.
It was Shador, and he was taking pictures. He was kissing babies.
Yeah, he was, man.
Always.
That's a guy who's made
always
the 53-man roster. That's a guy who's definitely made the roster.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a guy who's worried about his positioning on the team.
Hell no, shouldn't be either. Ain't no way they're cutting him.
I'd
be pretty apoplectic if I came in on Wednesday after if they would cut him. I don't know how I'd react. So
St. Ed's laying 21.5
against who?
Pick North, one of the 34 Pickeringtons. We got 34 Westervilles, 30 Worthingtons.
Well, I think you only have a couple of Westervilles.
It's just every.
But you have
every
some,
school in Columbus has like
few
tripled.
Few Worthingtons and Angie's now.
Oh yeah,
Hilliard. Hilliard Davidson.
Oh, they got three or four of those. Darby.
Hilliard Owen Lotteman. Archbishop Owen Lotteman.
Oh, yeah.
Olin Tangy Owen Lotteman. Yeah.
Maslin.
Maslin. Minus 27.
I'm not
and
allowed
the hook.
To comment on that. I'm
and
not
the
allowed
hook.
To comment on that. I am going to go the Kirk Herbstreit way. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to go to Maslin today for Friday Night Touchdown. I'm not allowed to comment on such matters. The RV's headed down Route 21, friendos.
Well, you ride in on Obi.
Obi, they ain't allowed to have Obi anymore.
Okay.
I don't know how that whole thing worked. I know a lot of people are upset. I used to go to the Maslin McKinley game.
I've heard quite the stories.
I used to go, that's right. Well, I don't mean to tell tales out of school here. All I know is that there was a guy, you'd go to the Maslin McKinley game every year, and for whatever reason, my uncle insisted on sitting on the Maslin side, and he was like the biggest McKinley booster you would ever run into. And that tiger was cool, man. They'd march that thing out there in that big cage, and I know Pete will have a problem with it, but man, I was 7 years old looking at that thing. I go, man, that thing is cool as hell. Check that big cat out. And then they had the two Bulldogs, which I think they may still have the two Bulldogs. I'm not sure. Those were cool. You didn't want to pet any of the three because they'd all bite you. And then there was an old man at the time. He has to be passed by now. And he took care of Obi. But they had like a new Obi every year because eventually the cat gets too big and you can't take care of that cat.
No.
But it was nice. It was nice. It was a nice thing. I don't think they have Obi anymore. They have Bill Caples down there doing the play-by-play, the whole deal. Yeah, that's Americana right there, brother. Anyway, sorry, you got me going on small town America. Already I got Zindiana Jones tweeting at me here. Green giving away 9.5 versus Indian Valley today. That's real? Indian Valley's a state champ.
It's there. I see them.
The Bulldogs are laying 9.5? Damn. About to do an obituary read coming up here at 6:22. I'll tell you. We're getting small town America here,
folks.
We got
Cincinnati spreads, Moeller, Princeton.
Elder,
this is great.
It's not a real sheet if Elder ain't on there. I don't want to hear it.
Dakota West, St. X.
You glad it's a dress rehearsal on Saturday, tomorrow?
You know what? I don't know.
I'm asking the question that you wanted to ask. I don't know why I asked it like that. I should have just been like, Tone, ask me the question and I'll answer.
Well, here's the thing. You know, these teams are all operating in different ways. And normally, the coaches kind of talk to each other, not just before the joint practices. They even talk before the preseason games just to kind of get a feeling of what do you want to accomplish? What do we want to accomplish?
I don't understand you guys who bet on that stuff. Like Filippone's like, I won $400. I go, what are you doing betting on it?
Yeah.
You might as well be betting on pro wrestling.
Well, I think you bet on it because you have a good understanding of whether or not your team's going to play the guys and whether the line reflects that. Because this is the time when the lines are going to be out of whack. So this is where the value is.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some guy cleaning up on it who's calling me the biggest idiot in the world right now as he gets ready to go buy himself a new patio set.
You heard Stefanski say he was going to treat it like a dress rehearsal. And then he said the starters were going to get most of the starters. Not Miles Garrett's of the world, right? But most of the starters were going to get 20 to 25 plays. Joe Flacco was going to get 20 to 25 plays.
Yeah.
Denzel Ward's probably not going to play, right?
No.
Yeah, we're hoping he can be ready for week one.
No, he is not playing. No. So him and Miles are not playing.
Yeah. Njoku, is he going to play?
I'd imagine no.
Okay. But a lot of starters will be playing.
Yeah, I bet the offensive line maybe sans Joel.
But then it's weird because didn't you hear that the Rams, some guys might not even making the flight?
No, it's Matt Stafford, I think, is not making the flight. Of course, he's got a bad back. You don't want to put him on a plane across the country, but you're going to let him play in 17 games, apparently.
Sure. Why not?
He has to have his back fused together. He has to have a bacchiotomy, and he has to get an epidural. I mean, that's basically what it is. Am I wrong, Owen? Am I wrong? Is that
no, but I just typed in Matt Stafford in the X search, Twitter search. The first thing that came up was Matt Stafford dead.
What?
That's what there's.
The epidural went too far.
No, he's not. I'm just saying that's where it's at right now with their preseason with Matt Stafford.
Good God. Anywho. So you're not glad it's a dresser, or you're not happy it's a dresser?
It's just that it's
going to
be.
You want to see a little bit of Joe?
Yeah, I wanted to see our starters versus their starters if we were going to do this.
You're going to see our starters versus their starters. What's the line right now if you wanted to do such a thing? I don't know if you want to talk about the line. We'll just move on there. But either way, if we're not going to play basically any of their starters and you have some starters going out there, you do what you do with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I think that
we
tomorrow...
We shouldn't talk about the line, but it's currently Cleveland minus 7.5.
Ooh, doggies. It went up. Thought it was only 6.5 yesterday, listening to an afternoon drive. Okay, up to 7.5 now. Yeah, they'll be in town later. The Rams will be. And I don't know. I don't think... They don't play any of their... It seems that Sean McVay hates preseason with a rigorous passion that would make a lot of fans excited. Which is a weird... They're a weird, weird, weird franchise because you do the... They're an interesting franchise because you do like the whole monkey see, monkey do thing in the NFL. It's like, well, they kept out all their starters. Look what they did. They went out and won the Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, not everybody has that type of culture. You got to really have strong people in your locker room if you're going to not sharpen iron by going out there and playing football. Well, look at basically how that works.
Look at the Bengals this year. They didn't want to get off to an 0-2 start for the fourth straight year.
You got Joe Burrow out there
taking
Bob Greasy Super Bowl VI sacks out there. Now that is an historical reference. Listen, they need their work. They got to get their work in. I can't be terrified of injuries. I don't want Joe to get hurt for crying out loud. Like, I am a little bit concerned about that. But, I mean, hey, it's preseason. It's football. These things happen. So you asked, are you okay with losing a guy for the season?
Well, that's what I want to get to because
the risk is the risk.
I saw a bunch of fans were excited that they were going to actually play some guys, and you can tune in and watch. Although you know you're not going to see Shedeur Sanders till what, the third quarter? Against what, the Rams fifth stringers?
Going to be the third quarterback, right?
Yeah. So
there's going to be a lot of waiters and guys who are trying to get scripts approved that are playing for the Rams somehow.
Yeah.
It's going to be that one quarterback from that one Lifetime movie that got all emotional and got in people's Twitter because of how he threw the football.
They're walking around with their headshots trying to get hired by Shedeur for their film crew.
That dude was so upset. What was that movie? That girl walks right into there to that practice and starts having conversations with him. And he sucked and he decided to do a video of him throwing and he still sucked in real life. Go ahead, Tone.
So I do wonder, like, if you are excited, right, to tune in and see your Cleveland Browns and most of the starters play, you then, can we say, then you can't get upset if somebody gets injured and is going to miss time?
I can't.
You can't have it both ways.
I solemnly swear I can't get upset.
I need a firm pledge.
Well, wait a minute. I can be a little depressed, can I?
Yeah, you
I
can just, be depressed. I'm just, yeah.
Okay, upset
but you can't,
means
you
I'm
can't
not going to come in here and cuss
Stefanski.
Out the Browns. Okay, exactly. I'm not going to come in here and cuss out Kevin Stefanski if a guy gets hurt tomorrow.
No matter who.
No matter who.
No matter who.
Because the biggest names aren't playing. Miles ain't playing. Denzel ain't playing. I'm not sure about Njoku. I'm not sure about that. He is a big name. Again, I assume Joel is not going to play. DeJuan played last week.
Yeah, they want to get him reps.
Yeah. So, I mean, he had to get ready for it. So, listen, I can't sit there and coach the injury and be terrified of injury because if you're just terrified of injury, you're going to get canned. So, yeah, go ahead, get your work in there tomorrow and see what you do against those guys. It might be a little bit distressing because you got guys who are probably playing for some sort. I don't know if it's with the Rams. I think anybody who may play tomorrow, I don't know if they're – I mean, you can't sit all 53 guys that are going to make your roster, but it seems that the Rams are probably going to try to sit as many of the 53 as they can who they think are going to make their roster. So you're going to have some desperate individuals out there in Rams uniforms who are trying to put something on tape. So it's the old Cactus Jack thing. You never know what they're going to do. They got nothing to lose. So if they got nothing to lose, bang, bang, they're going to go right after you. So that might be something.
I just don't want to hear.
I don't want to hear any bickering.
If you didn't get in today to voice your displeasure with them playing guys in the dress rehearsal, and you've had all week.
474-0092.
You've had all week to complain.
You've had all
How
week.
Many complaints have we gotten this week?
Zero.
Zero.
Guess what? I think everybody knows they need
their
work.
Guess what? You don't get to call in on Monday, irate from about the organization of the coach if somebody gets injured.
Well, because they didn't play no one last year, and you saw what happened last year. They certainly weren't ready to play. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys are still scoring points on that game.
Ass kicked by a team that was not good.
It's got a boat race by a team that, again, was not that good. So, yeah, I don't want to.
So, should you pre-complain today so that you can post
complaints? Yeah, get your complaints in. If you want the right to complain, it has to be legitimate, right? You can't be just doing it for the show.
Well, yeah, but if you complain today, you can't call in. If you complain today,
yep,
and they somehow sit all these guys you want them to sit, then I don't want to hear you in week three how soft they are.
Mm. Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, it's a double-edged sword.
Exactly.
Here.
Okay. So
you can't do the, they weren't ready to play. Well, you didn't want them to play anybody.
So one way or another, you better be a hard ass about things. If you don't want them to play, you better tell us, but you better be hard as hell when you tell us you don't want them to play. Iron that, get them out there. Get them all out there. Except for, you know, the guys that you want to keep off the field.
That's right.
The big names that you want to keep off the field. Go put Joe Flacco out there for a drive.
So who are they going to start? Are they starting Stetson Bennett?
I believe so.
And he's had moments.
Stetson Bennett, he's almost as old as Joe Flacco.
There's a certain part of Rams Twitter, when you go search through that, that wants Stetson Bennett to start the season because they don't think Stafford is ready, even though Sean McVay yesterday in a press conference said he's responded well to his epidural all week
and will
be ready to go week one.
Oh, my God.
But won't be traveling to Cleveland.
Somehow they found a way over the last couple of years. You thought that the bottom was going to fall out, and they still found a way to go 10-7 both those years and win the division last year. They won the division, I do believe, and made it to what, the divisional round where they lost to the Eagles? Ain't no fault in losing to the eventual Super Bowl champs. Yeah, it's a tough team. It's a weird team. That's the type of team where they are my reason why it's like, no, don't tank. They had every reason in the world to tank. Stafford won the Super Bowl. He fell off a cliff physically. I mean, he's still got it mentally, right. And if he can keep upright, he's still got an arm. But, I mean, physically, I mean, the poor guy's falling apart. They had no draft picks. They could have sat there and sucked up the room and won four games. Remember, I told you that whole – remember there was that whole conversation about them falling off? I go, you know what would be great if Sean McVay did? Get out of the Rams, go to the booth, be in the booth for a year, you get the pick of the litter.
We thought that's what he would do.
You get the pick of the litter. And there were so many people going, Ken, I agree. They got no picks. The bottom's falling out here. And they found a way with them vets to keep it going and to stay ahead. So for the ones who just want to tank it out every single year, and, well, that's the only way you can do it, I offer evidence to the contrary, and I offer the team that we're going to be playing tomorrow in the preseason. Because they still find a way to keep their heads above water. Coming up at 8:22 this morning, Daryl Ryder going to join us on the show. How long could this Quinshaw Judkins deal stand? I mean, how long is this going to last here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.